sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Mr. President?
Hi, Pat, how are you?
Oh, fine, how are you?
I'm down here just working like hell and not getting anything done. I'm just kind of spinning my wheels, but I'm doing the best I can. Where are you, in California, in New York, or traveling around the world?
Well, I went to New York to make a little speech on our bond issues here in California, and then to honor some of the people that helped us in this last campaign.
Good.
They wanted the motion picture people.
Yeah.
Gave an award to Marish, so I went back there and made the award. He was a Californian, so
good.
I gave it to him personally, and I flew right back the next day.
Good.
But I want to wish you.
I got your call, and I tried to make it, and they said you waited on the phone an hour or so, and I couldn't get whoever I was talking to off, and you had to catch a plane.
I tried to get them to hold it up. I told the president was calling me, but they held it up for 15 minutes, and then I thought that.
You're right, and I didn't know they had you on the line. I might have canceled who I was talking to and got back on with him later if I'd known his plane, but that's what they told me, and I'm sorry we missed, but we're still here. And,
I'm honored any time you call me, Mr. President, so don't you worry yourself about me.
I'm just sorry I didn't know that you were traveling.
I suppose you're calling in response to my call.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing I wanted to say is that I was kind of hoping that somewhere along the line you spoke to me about putting some Californians somewhere in your administration. We've lost quite a few, and hello.
Yeah.
And I just wondered, do you have anything specifically you'd like me to try to get somebody from California for you?
No, I'd be glad to get your judgments on any of them at any time. I'm kind of going along with what I've got at the moment, and as far as I know, there's not going to be any substantial additions. But as they come up, I'm in the recruiting business, and I want to have available any top-flight people that are available.
I know you're going to keep all your cabinet people. At any rate, that's the report that you indicated that to me in the car one day.
Well, they're all welcome, but I don't know that they'll all want to. We'll have to look at that as they come along and see. I would doubt that the whole cabinet will stay there at all. I imagine that some of them will drift out and change and from time to time, but I would think that the basic part of them, we're gonna have Rusk and McNamara and the top people, but there'll be changes as we go along, I'm sure.
Well, the only thought I had, I'd like to get one strong Northern Californian someplace close to you, and one strong one in Southern California, so that we'd have someplace like, I understand Red Fay is going to resign, and I don't know whether somebody said Lloyd Hand. Wanted that, and if he does, of course, he's certainly entitled to it.
Yeah.
But if not, there's a state senator here, Gene McAteer, who was a supervisor. I don't know whether you remember him or not, but he's a state senator here from San Francisco. He's a very well-to-do fellow. He's made it all himself in the restaurant business, and he's a lawyer and has a great Navy record. He was in the Navy throughout the Second World War, and he'd be a man that I know you'd like very, very much.
Good.
And
why don't you just get whoever do it to drop McNamara a note and give me a copy of it? I've never heard of what Faye's going to do. I know that the situation there, and I know that I know how that came about. If you got a good top man, why, just give me a letter on it, or get somebody, whoever will, to get it to McNamara. He makes those recommendations to us. Now, what happened there seemed to me that Faye was tied in with the president pretty close, and he submitted him to McNamara, and McNamara didn't want him, and he submitted him to Connally, and Connally wouldn't take him. So the president finally asked me to just ask him, was a personal thing to him, do it. And I asked Connally, and he said, well, if the president wants me to do both jobs, I'll do them. But I don't think it... And this is very confidential. I don't want this repeated to a human, but they did that, and Faye's there. Now, I've never seen him since I've been president. I don't know whether he's going to leave or what he's going to do, but I've seen a lot of speculation that he, since Kennedy's gone, that he probably will want to drift out. And my guess is, if he does, if you got somebody that you really want to replace him with, you ought to get it to McNamara, because he'll be the one that'll make the decision.
And
I'll tell him to be on the lookout for it, and you send me a copy, and I'll follow up on it.
Believe me, I will never give you a hack. I'll never give you anybody that will embarrass you or that won't be able to do his job just because he's a politician.
I know that.
I've discovered as governor that the only good politics is to do good government.
That's right.
A few hacks around you and they can get you into trouble faster than anything else in the world.
Let me ask you this. Somebody was telling me about if we had anything in the financial field, in the exports or imports or in monetary policy or some of the financial field. They tell me you got a rather exceptional man out there with the Bank of America, Peterson. What is his, say he's a Republican, but he's progressive. What do you know about him?
Well, the president of the Bank of America, they're talking about Rudy Peterson. He is one of the best men I ever met in my life. He is top flight.
Republican or Democrat?
I think he's a Republican, but whatever he is, he's a good progressive. He's a man that...
It's for the people.
That's for the people, that's right. That's the man they're thinking of.
How old a man is he?
I think he's a man about 60 years of age, but he's very, physically, very strong and very alert. It didn't occur to me, but I know him very well. He's been very helpful to me in governmental finance matters and cooperation with various things that we've tried to do.
Have we got a better one in that general field, in that area of the West?
I haven't looked. I'd like the opportunity to look at that and see.
Uh-huh.
Give it a little thought. Where would he be in the Treasury?
I don't know. Thinking that generally the investment field, we've got 40 different places that offer those possibilities. I don't want to be throwing them around because it makes things go up and go down, and we don't know. But the export, the import banks, you've got them, you've got the Federal Reserve Board, you've got the assistant secretaries and undersecretaries that involve finance or knowledge of money. And somebody was telling me last week that we frequently have to get nonpartisans or members of both parties, and that this fella had a kind of a complexion of being a real able in the financial field, as demonstrated by the success of his operation. At the same time, he was not a mean go-water reactionary.
This man that you're talking about, in my opinion, could be Secretary of Treasury. I mean, he has that reputation. He's that good. That's the kind of a man he is, and in character and in everything else. But let me think about that, and how should I do this? Should I write a letter to...
I've got a boy named John Macy.
Yeah?
Who's chairman of the Civil Service Commission, but I've moved him over to review all these matters for me. And he comes in and says it looks like that we're going to have this committee on monetary policy. Are we going to have this committee on exports? Are we going to have this committee on World Bank? Are we going to have this committee on international finance? Are we going to have this place that handles the international monetary policy that's undersecretary? And here are the three men that we are evaluating for the place. And one of them's from California, and one's from New York, and one's from Kansas City. And then I look at them and ask him what his recommendation is, and he tells me, and I tell him to check it out with the committee and see if they got anything against him, and then I ask him to make a name check with the FBI to be sure he's got no problems there. And then I usually get down to talking to the fellow I want to from the state that I would like to have his personal ideas about him, and that's what we're doing now. I mean, that's why I ask you this. I haven't got any of these other details on this fella because I have no place, have none particular in mind, but he was one of half a dozen people that folks told me about the other day when we were trying to get up a roster of real competent people that we would consider for some of these slots if they develop.
Well, let me tell you, whoever recommended this man, he's giving you good advice.
Well, Macy was with one of the big universities, and he came up with a half a dozen real top men, and of course everybody, your man Clark Kerr, is on everybody's list. He was one of them, and I remember this fellow Peterson was another one, and David Rockefeller was another one. And Clark Clifford was another one. He had a list of folks that he thought ought to be pulled in if we could, if we had vacancy problems.
Well, I'll write to John Macy and just in that area. Let me see if I can get somebody, and I don't know whether Peterson would be available.
I would doubt it. I sure don't want him to know that we
thinking
of
it. Don't worry about
because
it.
Then he becomes a reject.
Anybody, anything that you tell me, believe me, is in complete confidence unless you tell me to talk to the individual like you did with Phil Gibson.
That's
on
right.
On that food study.
That's good.
But
I send your boy Danny Leivinoe down to the inauguration next week in Mexico.
Pardon?
I'm sending your boy Danny Leivinoe on the delegation down to Mexico next week.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not going to be able to go down. I've just been away so much that I have to get here. Working on our budget out here now. Right now, I'm working on our salary. And when I get a chance, I've seen that task force report on aid to the states. I wish you could get three or four of the governors back there with some of their fiscal aid sometime and when you get a chance.
They've killed that one, Pat. That's dead as a doornail.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they've advertised it, and I've got every man in America is opposing it almost. They've destroyed it. The people were pretty loose with it. I haven't seen it, but everybody else has, and they're not really finished with it, I don't think, but they've got it out where it's so damn controversial that George Meany's calling me from Hawaii on it. And they've just got all the labor against it, and they've got all the agencies against it, and health and education, and all the leaders in those fields. Everybody's socially conscious, and they think I'm just getting ready to give Mississippi a lot of money to substitute for the ad valorem taxes. So they didn't have a chance to even consider it or evaluate it. The damn bunch of professors just gave it out. I told them not to. I told them that dead it would kill it. But they did, and I think it's pretty well dead.
Well, believe me, I think you'll find that some of us governors are going to have an awful time.
All of them have. We do in the federal.
We have terrible problems then. And, of course, now you cut your taxes back there.
I've spent today with my budget director, and they want $108 billion. And the revenues will be around 90. I can't have any deficit like that, a little over 90. And I've got to have a $2 billion tax reduction. And Walter Heller went out, you know, and just talking through his... Just bah, 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 and a damn bunch of professors started telling everybody everything they knew, and they've got enough opposition to it now that you couldn't pass the Lord's Prayer with it.
You couldn't. Well, I don't know whether you're, what you're thinking of with respect to the, to aid to the states, but I really would like to have an opportunity to talk with you about that and tell you what our problem is, because if I go through with this fiscal program that I have of raising taxes, you reduce them, your excise taxes. Why? I and all the other governors that do it will be dead as 2 years from now in this thing, and the Democratic Party in California can go out the window. Now, I'm willing to take our share of the burden, but I would like an opportunity to present the governor's viewpoint. Governor Connally spoke to me just in the car, in the plane going down to your ranch the other day. And if you get a chance, if you could arrange an appointment with three or four of us, I'd really like the opportunity to tell you. You probably know it anyway, but...
God, I hear it from 49 of them. I know what it is. You back there last year tell me on this tax bill, you remember, we went up to the Senate, told them how we had to get this $12 billion out and how much it would mean to the states if we could do that.
It did, too.
Of course it did.